Hello and welcome to the 9th season of All About Thailand. And may I welcome Thailand, Sawadee Krap, and of course the rest of the world. Good morning, and I hope everybody is just fine. Now, what I want to talk about today is general safety in Thailand. I'm going to give out a few sort of safety tips and what is the best thing to do, the best way to go, what to take with you. Because, you know, it is important wherever you go, whichever country you go, you've got to be protected. So, come on, let's do it. Well, one of the very first things that I want to talk about is illness. You know, there is dengue fever, which is commonly known as yellow fever, which is mosquitoes, basically. What I do personally, I have like a little medical sort of bag to a degree, just a little plastic thing. I have like headache tablets. I have, you know, things for diarrhea that help, and things for upset stomach as well, because the Thai diet is quite different. The time you've started eating all these spices and everything else like that, there could be a situation. So really, if you do happen to fall ill, it's very, very important that prior to going, that you actually have some form of health insurance, your travel insurance, but your health insurance as well. You know, I am insured. I use AXA Sawadee, and that is really good. So I know that I am being looked after and covered. Accidents do happen. I've got a story at the end of the podcast about an accident that I had, and you know, I know how much you love the story. So really, you have to think about your health. I'd also make sure that you drink plenty of water. Avoid the sugary drinks to a degree. I find they can be very, obviously, Thailand is the home of Red Bull, but there is something far greater than Red Bull. It's like the equivalent of, say, 20 Red Bulls in sugar. It is sort of really quite pleasant. I find the street chemists quite good. They normally have an English speaker or a foreign speaker that can, and they can actually communicate with you. They're very good, all-rounders. And whether that's sort of obviously in the city, you probably have to revert to a phrase book if you're actually traveling in the countryside. But genuinely, they tend to know what the problems are. You can pop into a chemist and get these things. If you feel very unwell, you can always sort of pop into the hospital. The hospitals we have, like in the village, we have like a community hospital. There's quite a lot sort of people during the day, and the farmers, when they're working, they actually do get dehydrated. So they do sometimes go in there and they're up on a drip. So it's quite sort of common in a way. And, you know, so you've got the community hospital, and then you've got the government hospitals, and then you've got the private hospitals. So about your health and welfare and well-being, should always be considered, even when you're, let's say, on these beautiful islands and you're taking a dip in the water and you get stung by a jellyfish. Normally, well, I would say that there are people around that can help you. So, but just be mindful of your own welfare and well-being, and of course the well-being of the people that you're traveling with as well. Well, an important thing, no matter where you're travelling, really, is you've got to find out and respect the local customs. They're obviously, when it comes to visiting the temples, that you are adequately sort of covered up. And also this other thing that I've sort of touched on very, very briefly in the previous sort of podcast is actually displays of affection. I wouldn't say necessarily frowned upon, but it is, it does make the Thai people feel sort of quite uncomfortable. And also as well, please remember about your feet and the head. Don't go sort of patting a Thai person on the head, because the head is deemed to be sacred. Sitting on a bus or just sitting down, don't point your feet towards any Thai person, because it's deemed as the feet walking on the ground. So the feet are considered dirty. You do see this, and majority of the time you're not expected to do it, but if there's signs to say take your shoes off before you enter a property, then do that. It's a question of being respectful. There is the why, that's where two hands are pressed together almost like in pray. And there are different stages of the Y, which are around about three. There's different levels. So for just a standard greeting, sawadee, and then you've got the greeting for elders, and then you've got the greeting for monks, and that's all to do with how high you place the tip of your fingers to either the top of your nose or the top of your forehead. So there you are. That is the traditional sort of customs when you greet for a male speaker, you say sawadee krap, and for a female speaker, she will say sawadee ha. And a nice one to remember if you're in a sort of like a crowded area and you're bumping into someone, maybe sort of two, is something like a katoa. Katoa, it just means sorry, you know. And also there is another one which is a good one to use, mai balai, mai penai, which basically means never mind, not a problem.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, we've reached that time in the show where I would like to welcome all our new listeners and followers to the podcast. And I'd like to put out a big thank you to all our existing listeners. Yeah, it's great. More and more people are following. We are actually up to 500,000 followers now altogether. That is absolutely fantastic. And the All About Thailand a special edition, which I will put a link to subscription, is going along as well. I'm talking a little bit more in depth about Thailand, plus there is the opportunity to appear on the show as well. And also thank you ever so much for buying the merchandise as well, and it is great, and just for supporting us in general. So anyway, let's talk about more useful things when traveling to Thailand. Yes, useful information, I would say, if you're actually traveling, in a taxi, for instance, is to either agree a price or to make sure that they have the meter on. It is important that we've been caught out a few times in the past, and agree a price with the tuk-tuk drivers as well. I would say, the thing is, having lived in Bangkok now, I particularly know the prices of things. Motorcycles are relatively quite good. Wind motorcycle is quite good to get around places like Bangkok, but it isn't particularly safe. If you like a little bit of danger, there is that. I would say as well, unless you're actually, obviously some expats out there, very familiar, very comfortable. I'm very comfortable about walking around Bangkok, say when I'm in Bangkok late at night. It's always quite well lit and there's a lot of people. I've never really had too much, any trouble really, to be fair. But just be mindful of certain things, the same things as you would do in any other country when you're visiting, is just make sure that you take your drink with you and you don't sort of leave it. But precautions on local sort of transport. I have actually found Grab to be a very good app to download on your phone. You can pay the driver. It's a bit like Uber. You can see where the car is. You can comment on the driver. We found it really cheap. We used Grab quite a bit on our trip up to northern Thailand, especially in Lan Pang when we were up there. So we did use that a lot. So just be just take precautions with the transport. Well, very briefly, I'm going to talk about the scams that you can get in Thailand. A very, very common one, especially if we're going back to Bangkok now, especially when you're in Bangkok and you're wanting to go and see the King's Palace. Someone will say that the King's Palace is shut. Show you the entrance, where it's not the entrance, if you know what I mean, and then they will, just have to, you'll go on a bit of a ride around. So into a handbag shop, you'll go into this, you'll go into that, you'll be sort of shown around. Another one which we've been caught out in really is when we're in Bangkok, we love jumping on the Pier 6 and we go from there and we go and have a visit the temples. I think now it is we like Wat Pho and Wat Arun as well as temples to visit. So we will, we will go and visit the temples. But there's times what actually happens is that you get the boat. Not the ferry, you get the boat, and the boat will go all up the Klong, round the Klong, take you to a floating market, and all the way round, and, but it is a sort of scam, and it's not, but also as well, this did happen to us. We know Bangkok very well. We flew down from Udon to Bangkok and we're going to the same old hotel which we stay in, so we have done for countless years now. And we took a taxi driver from Dong Mong Airport and he was going all over the place. He paid to go on the freeway and then came off of the freeway straight away and started to want to drive. Basically what happens, it means that it has to go in a one-way down along Sukhumvit, and that would increase the cost of the journey by about at least another 1,000 baht. Naughty man, but we were wise to his plan. Anyway, we're approaching the end of the podcast now, and I've got a story, and I know how much you love the stories.
Wow.
Well, this story is a bit like a sort of accident that I had in a bar. I knocked over a tumbler and I went to pick it up, and it, of course, they don't have toughened or safety glass in Thailand, so it broke into shards. And as I went to pick it up, I cut my hand quite bad. There was like a little circle of flesh that was left on the table. Yes, it was really that bad. But the owners quickly called this ambulance. Not even an ambulance. This medical thing turned up, and they just pulled down the side of the van and had like a little stool and sat on the stool. And just a local thing. It arrived in less than 2 minutes, and you know, the guy had, I didn't realise, but the waiter had picked up like a little bit of my little tip, little piece of my thumb, and you know, and this guy proceeded to sort of say, you know, the ambulance guy said, look, you know, obviously you've cut yourself, we'll clean you up. And he used some glue, light glue, to stick this bit of flesh. And he said, look, he said, you know, it may work, it may not work, but you come in the morning and we'll clean it more and redress it. So I was very, very pleased with the service I had. And I went down there in the morning, and they had a look at it, and you know, the outside of it, the bit of flesh that you've since glued on, looked a bit black around the edges. And I was thinking, oh, you know, it just meant I would have a little bit of a hole in my thumb. It actually, they applied me with the antibiotics and everything else, and it healed up perfectly, and you wouldn't know. There was no waiting or anything. And it was, you know, the service that I received was fantastic. It's a free service as well, but I did make a donation because I was so pleased with the healthcare I got. Was absolutely brilliant. So anyway, we are at the end of the podcast now. Thank you ever so much for listening. And like I always say, stay safe. Love you all.